Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, August 31, 2006. RIT Professor of Marketing Eugene Fram from RIT's E. Philip Saunders College of Business was quoted in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on August 3rd in an article about niche markets served by retail dollar stores.
At dollar stores, you find the inventory continually changing. They rotate through different items. Many of the stores don't worry about consistency as long as they can stick to their chosen price point, which obviously is a dollar. A store with that type of strategy can pass up anything that costs too much to sell over a dollar.
That's RIT marketing professor Eugene Fram. Sam McQuaid, the graduate program coordinator in RIT's Center for Multidisciplinary Studies and an expert on cyber ethics, commented for a story appearing in the August 22nd edition of the Detroit News on the need for parents to protect their children from objectionable content online.
This is another dimension of parenting that needs to be assumed. We are beyond the place where we can say, I'm not a computer person. Everyone has a responsibility to understand how these information technology devices work and what kids are doing with them.
That's RIT cyber ethics expert Sam McQuaid.
This is John Falacco, RIT University News beat reporter covering RIT's College of Applied Science and Technology. RIT's branch campus in Dubrovnik, Croatia, the American College of Management and Technology, was referenced in an article in the August 21st issue of Newsweek magazine about U.S. colleges and universities that have launched international ventures. Newsweek detailed how such ventures benefit both the host country and the universities, noting that it provides institutions the opportunity to internationalize its reputations and build a global brand. It also provides faculty with a broader international perspective and the opportunity to cultivate postgraduate talent. This is John Falacco.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty on this year's U.S. News & World Report annual America's Best Colleges rankings, and an update on the RIT presidential search, and News & Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho with this week's top stories.
The rankings for U.S. News & World Report are out for colleges, and RIT again scores great. RIT ranks 7th Best Universities Master's category for the North Region. RIT traditionally makes this list. Also noted is RIT's co-op program, which was nationally ranked, as well as the Kate Gleason College of Engineering. The E. Philip Saunders College of Business was also ranked 60th in its category for the best undergraduate business programs. So, what leadership qualities would you like to see in the next RIT president? Faculty, staff, and students are invited to 4 open forums in September to get an update on the presidential search and express their views on characteristics of RIT's 9th president. Check out the presidential search website, www.rit.edu/presidential search. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News & Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News & Events, the City of Rochester is teaming up with RIT to reduce crime. The newly formed Public Safety Initiative Center will develop comprehensive public safety and anti-crime policies and initiatives for the city based on research of Rochester crime trends and patterns. The center will be located at RIT under the direction of RIT criminal justice professor John Klopas. Scientists have solved a mystery that had dogged astronomers for more than 15 years. They've identified the cluster of quintuplet stars in the Milky Way's galactic center, next to the massive black hole, as binary stars nearing the end of their life cycle. In a paper published in the August 18th issue of Science, co-authors Peter Tuthill of the University of Sydney and Donald Feiger of RIT show that the cluster consists of young, massive binary stars that produce large amounts of dust. These quickly evolving stars burn fast and bright, but die younger than fainter stars. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the August 24th issue of News & Events. This is Vianna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline RIT, August 31, 2006. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.